You know, it's always tough playing New Orleans. They're very well coached. They're playing great this year. Obviously, their record proves that. You know, these games are going to come down to you know, the end of the game, last possession. Most of the times, at least throughout my career, it's been that way. And, you know, we'll be prepared. I'm sure the Dome, you know, the Benz will be rocking on Thursday night. So we're looking forward to that. But, you know, it's always exciting to play your teams in the division, especially New Orleans. And it'll be a good matchup on Thursday.
We're hearing Andy Levitre is out for this game. How did Ben Garland do yesterday? And, you know, how do you get your line ready for, you know, in a short week if there's a replacement there?
Well, you know, Ben did a good job for us stepping in yesterday. He's been a guy that we can count on all year. And he's always extremely well prepared. Does a great job for us on special teams. And I thought did a nice job for us at guard yesterday. So we'll see where it's at later in the week. But, you know, we have full confidence in Ben.
You obviously know this rivalry very well. You see that defense a lot, but now everything's really clicking for them this year. What's different about that unit?
Well, you know, I think they're doing a good job up front. Their front four has been really solid against the run. They've also done a great job in terms of creating pass rush. I think they've got some new players in the secondary that have done a good job for them this year. They had some injuries the last couple of weeks, but when you watch them throughout the year, I mean, they've done a nice job in the secondary. So I think they're improved on the defensive side of the ball. I think they played very well all year.
After going back and looking at the film, what did you dissect of the third down struggles that you talked about yesterday?
Yeah, I think we were in too many third and long situations. You know, we try and get ourselves in third and six and or less, and we were in just too many third and seven plus throughout the game. It's hard to convert those, especially against a really good defense. But we also had some opportunities to make some more plays, and we didn't make them. And, you know, that's what you got to do when you're playing a good team. You know, there's going to be some ups and downs, but when you get your chances, you got to make plays. We didn't do a good enough job of that yesterday.
Matt, I know you always express your respect for Drew Brees over the years and stuff like that. You know, what do you see when you see him these days?
Drew's, I mean, he's unbelievable. He's been so consistent, you know, for the 10 years that I've been here. He's been extremely consistent for them. I think he's playing really well right now. I know they're running the football well too, which, you know, that helps when you're a quarterback. When you got a good run game going, it's huge. But you know, he's an unbelievable competitor. You know, whenever he's the quarterback of the team, you know, they always have a chance.
Matt, can you? I know you're kind of late in the season now, and you've talked about this plenty, but the relationship that you've developed with Steve Sarkisian, Of course, I know there's going to be ups and downs. That's with any team and stuff like that. But what have you learned about him and how he's been able to handle those ups and downs as a first-time coordinator?
I think Sark's been awesome. You know, his consistency throughout the year has been really, really good. His personality type, I mean, you know what you're getting from him every day. And I think from a player, that's huge. You respect that so much of your coaches when – they're consistent day in and day out. They're very clear about what they expect from you. And I think Sark is very much that way. I think he's done a great job of game planning week in and week out. I think we've seen that now. He's put us in good positions to make plays. And that's, you know, really all you can ask for from a coordinator and a coach is that they're consistent, they're clear about what they want, and they give you good plans and put you in good positions to be successful.
Matt, last year's Chiefs game brought you guys to the same record you're at right now. I remember you've talked to the guys who talked about how that was maybe a spark or a driving factor. One, can you look back on that and how that propelled you guys to four straight wins at the end of the year? And two, can this one be the same?
You know, hopefully it can be the same for us moving forward. But every team, every year is different. And, you know, I think last week was a tough one for us. We didn't play our best, certainly on offense. I thought our defense did a great job and really gave a winning performance. We didn't pull our weight offensively, but you know, hopefully it brings us together. I think this short week is a good thing too. You know, it's right in the game plan. I mean, we are on to New Orleans. We've been working on New Orleans all day, and so I think that's a good thing too. You can flush it out of your system maybe a little bit faster. But last year's team is done. You know, that season is gone, and it's about this group of guys coming together and trying to be the best team we can be, and hopefully getting hot here in the month of December.
It's one game at a time. We always hear that, but is there anything in your mind of, you know, you might need to win all four to get in the playoffs?
you know, whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter if we don't take care of business Thursday. So beyond that, you know, I don't really worry about all that stuff. I think sometimes, you know, if you're focused on too many things, I'm not smart enough to focus on that many things. You know, I'm better off just concentrating on one task at a time.
How do you see Rankins and Jordan playing together, I guess, on your right side?
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
You're right.
Yeah, I know where they're at. yeah, no, they're doing a good job. I mean, Jordan's obviously he's been a good player for a long time. So I think their defensive front four, you know, has had a really good year. Front seven in general has done a really good job. I think Dennis Allen's done a good job, a nice job of kind of changing fronts, giving you different looks, having some different pressures. They're aggressive. So, you know, to me, we got to be prepared for everybody. We've got to do a great job at the line of scrimmage.
Coach Nolan's there now. Does he have any old information that might be helpful for them?
Mike, I mean, I went a lot against Mike, you know, for sure in practice. And the one thing I know with Mike is you got to be prepared for those blitzes to come from anywhere. And he's very smart, very talented. Defensive guy, and I'm sure, but our offense is so much different than it was at the time Mike was here. So it's, you know, it's probably our protections and all those kind of things are very, very different from when Mike was here.
Matt, now with a bunch of games, you know, played in the Benz, how's the atmosphere different from the Dome? Is it, you know, different makeup fans on the field and on the bridge and things like that? How's it different?
It's really different, you know, just from a visual standpoint. I mean, you know, just your sight lines and those kind of things are a little bit different. It is different, unique, having people behind you on the sidelines. They never stop, you know, they never stop. But, you know, it's cool. I mean, it's a great experience for those fans to be that close to the live action, and I've really enjoyed playing in it. Not really. I mean, you get used to it. I think probably the first time during the preseason, you were like, they're literally right there, you know. But after, you know, a series or two, you get used to it.